in. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you there. Freetalklive.com allows you to control the content of the site. If you find something online that you think is interesting or enjoyable or fun, you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. Other listeners can then vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what you've suggested. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Maybe we'll share with you what's at the top of the site here in a moment. But first, we're going to continue some news that we were reporting on last hour about the National Health Service. Now, this is the UK, where they have government health care. And thankfully, there are apparently still private options available. You know, if you can get enough money together, you can go with a private solution. It's sort of how people with enough money today in the U.S. can send their kids to a private school, where they still have to pay for the government schools. But then on top of that, if they can afford to pay for a private school, then their kids can get out of the government school system and go into a private school. Well, it's kind of the same situation for healthcare over in the UK, where government runs the healthcare system. But if you've got enough money, you can find some private healthcare. And in this case, these folks had to come up with £3,000 to pay for some private tests and a second opinion from a consultant about a 78-year-old man's terminal bladder cancer. And what he'd been told by the National Health Service and their doctors, their expert doctors, was that, yep, you've got terminal bladder cancer and you're going to die because we're not going to help you.
That's so awful.
Yep, so just prepare yourself, old man. Your time's up. But his daughter decided that that wasn't good enough and that they were going to try to, you know, go some sort of alternative option. She did. They found a private consultant, and the consultant agreed that dad should be given, she says, this is from the Daily Mail, that dad should be given chemotherapy to shrink his tumor prior to radical cystectomy. And so the operation involves removing the bladder, surrounding lymph nodes and the prostate gland. Though neither Michelle or her father had private medical insurance, the new consultant arranged for Kenneth to have the operation on the NHS at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in Birmingham. The treatment there was superb, she said. Dad went for chemotherapy every week for 9 weeks, and he went back in March and had the cystectomy. The operation went well, and we felt it would relieve so much of his anguish during the time he had left. But as it turned out, the chemotherapy and surgery didn't just relieve his symptoms, they also cured his cancer. After 4 years after the operation, a total body scan shows Kenneth to be completely free of the disease. He's back rowing and working out at the gym, enjoys 7 holidays abroad, and has bought himself a sports car. She feels strongly that her father's case proves that elderly people are still discriminated against by the National Health Service. And she even reported that the first consultant to the General Medical Council, saying that his actions constituted pure ageism. But they said that he hadn't acted wrongly, as it was a, quote, matter of professional opinion, unquote.
So basically, if you're a doctor, you can just do what you want. I mean,
yeah, you can sentence an old man to death in this case.
You know, while you were talking about this, I was thinking before we kind of talked about how, you know, maybe it wasn't in the budget or something and they didn't want to pay for it, whatever. Now I kind of am wondering if it's a similar situation to, like, the DMV, where they're just lazy and they don't want to do the work.
That could be it.
Surgery is a lot of work. This guy's old. Who cares?
Yeah.
And he's probably going to, you know, there's a chance it won't work, so.
It's probably a lot more difficult to perform surgery on an older person as well. More complications, things more likely to go wrong during the surgery. Got to sit in a hospital bed for a longer time, take up an extra bed afterwards for a lengthier period of time, so it takes them longer to heal. So there could be a variety of factors going into why these decisions are being made. But before you think this is an unusual case or that, you know, that this doctor was just callous, there's more information. This kind of professional opinion, the opinion that old people don't deserve treatment, is that it appears to be costing more than 14,000 lives each year.
That's again, a lot.
We're just talking about in the U.K., which is a much smaller place than the United States, right? So this is a fairly small location. 14,000 humans in that one place are dying because, well, as is being described here, they're being subjected to routine discrimination by doctors who assume that older patients are too frail for surgery, chemotherapy, or radiotherapy. And I think they're reading into that opinion. It's not that he's too frail for it. It's that they just don't want to provide it.
Yeah.
And I think you've got a good reason why, and another good reason why is the budget. And look, these old people aren't paying the taxes anymore. So it's not like they're an asset to the system. They're a liability. So as soon as they stop paying taxes, as soon as they cross whatever that threshold is over in the UK, here it's 65 for a lot of people, they retire then. As soon as they cross that threshold, they become persona non grata. They're just not even worth looking at. Well, we don't even have to get this man out of here. Just go home and take some pills and die. That's all that they're saying. And that's according to Macmillan Cancer Support, who warned last week that every day up to 40 elderly cancer sufferers are dying needlessly in the UK because they're being denied the best treatments. And this is particularly true, they say, for patients over the age of 70. The charity estimates that if the treatment of older patients matched that on offer in the U.S., that as many as 14,000 lives could be saved every year. The chief executive at the Cancer Support Center points out that despite major advances in diagnosis and treatment, their survival chances for patients over the age of 75 have grown only by a fraction. He says that writing people off as too old for treatment is utterly shameful. We have a moral duty to treat people as individuals and give them the best chance of beating cancer regardless of their age. And that's a statement that you would expect to hear from someone in the medical profession, that they have a moral duty to treat people regardless of their age. That's what you expect to hear when you think about what a doctor is supposed to do.
Yeah.
But nope, not when the government's in charge. Morality just goes right out the window.
I wouldn't say that it goes right out the window as in it happens fast. I think that working in a government system over your lifetime just sort of makes you more lazy over time.
It could be.
And that's, like, you don't start day one, okay, so America goes to government health care, and tomorrow the doctors are like, I don't have any morals anymore, see you later.
Maybe, but from day one you've got a budget. From day one you have to, you have to justify your spending. Right? So from day one, you've already made
choices. Private business would have to justify their spending, too.
Sure, but they're charging their customers.
Right.
Here it's a completely reverse situation. You're told how much money you have by the government administrators, and then you've got to justify what you've spent. And if you're spending a bunch of money on a bunch of old people when they're not paying into the system, it just doesn't make sense from their perspective.
Sounds terrible, spending all that money on all those old people.
Devane says that discrimination against the elderly affects not only cancer treatment, but goes right across the board. According to another new report, the King's Fund, a respected health research charity in the UK, warned that prejudice about older people means they often go without treatment for conditions such as depression and aren't even treated for illnesses such as heart disease. This is despite huge advances in medical care, which mean that patients can now successfully undergo major surgery at ages where they would previously have not been expected to survive. In America, doctors pioneering the field of geriatric surgery regularly perform open-heart surgery, which is an insanely invasive procedure,
yeah.
Incredibly dangerous. They perform that on people in their 90s in this country. In Britain, the leading cardiac specialist at Papworth Hospital in Cambridge has now achieved a mortality rate of less than 1% for coronary artery bypass operations, despite the fact that the average age of its patients is in the late 60s. Those patients, however, are a fortunate minority. The King's Fund report based on patient surveys and evidence from staff is only the latest in a series of critical reports on elderly care. The Patients Association and Care Quality Commission have both recently published studies detailing what they consider to be shocking standards. According to an expert researcher, Nat Levisley, in older people's care, such attitudes should by now have been banished from the NHS because they are, in fact, illegal. He explains that the Equality Act outlawed age discrimination, such as age limits for treatment, in all official NHS policies. But once again, if the government doesn't follow their own rules, who's going to enforce it on them? Who will handle that? You can't do it. You can't bring charges against them. So what do you do? Oh, it's illegal, they say. Well, we passed a law. It's going to make it so they don't discriminate against old people. But they're still doing it.
Yeah.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, according to an investigator for the policy on aging, that while official rules have changed, they say the attitudes of individual doctors and nurses have not. 855-450-3733, maybe you're in the UK or you visited there and you've got a perspective you'd like to share on all this. Bring up whatever's on your mind at Free Talk Live.
Fabulous prize drawings for free! JacksDice.com.
Where if you can buy, sell, or make a deal?
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the House of Bronze!
JacksDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JacksDice.com. JacksDice is for
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number for you, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
Oh, and hey, if you've ever been in court before,
You know it can be really difficult if you don't know what you're doing. Learning a few things about the system and how it works can be useful. Sure, they can waive their rules anytime they want, and they tend to do what they want. But fact is, if you know what motions to file, you can make a difference. I just filed a motion for recusal today in one of my cases. And so having some experience helps. And therefore, going to someone who has experience to help teach you these things can be useful. And thankfully, there's jurisdictionary.com, because lawyers are really expensive and, in my opinion, generally not worth it. But you can do it yourself if you go through jurisdictionary.com. And they will offer you a number of free things on their website. They've got the free legal flow chart, a free weekly tips and tactics newsletters, the free legal dictionary, free videos, and more. And then, of course, you can buy the course. Jurisdictionary.com. You'll learn the rules on how to fight in court. It works for plaintiffs or defendants, civil or criminal matters, state or federal courts. And it costs less than an hour with any good attorney. It's a 4-CD course, so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. So go to jurisdictionary.com, use their pull-down menu when you check out, and let them know you heard about it from Free Talk Live at jurisdictionary.com. So for those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about the National Health Service over in the UK and how it is that they are discriminating against elderly people. And why shouldn't they? It's not like elderly people pay into the system anymore. They're retired. They're not paying taxes. So, if they come down with your dad or mom comes down with cancer, maybe they just won't get the surgery that they need to stay alive. Maybe the National Health Service will do as they've done with plenty of people and decide to just leave them by the side of the road. Forget about you. If you can afford it, if you happen to save some money while we were telling you we're going to take care of you for the rest of your life, if you happen to save your own money, well, you can go find a private doctor, and then, maybe they can handle it for you. But otherwise, good luck. Because that's what they're doing, and there's no shortage of information. This article goes on, and it gives several more examples of what is happening to people here. In a study of 23,000 sufferers by the National Cancer Intelligence Network, found widespread evidence of age-based discrimination in the National Health Service on women with breast cancer. Found that 23,000 sufferers found that 90% of those aged 30 to 50 are offered surgery to remove tumors, compared to 82% of those between 60 and 70, and 70% of those in their 70s. So the older you get, the less likely they are to do a damn thing for you. But Marjorie Holmes, who's 70, is living proof of the benefits that such surgery can bring. 5 years ago, a retired lecturer from Middlesex underwent a routine mammogram just before her 61st birthday. She received a letter calling her back for further examination. Said her general practitioner also wrote to her separately, inviting her to come in and have a chat, which she says was very kind. The consultant revealed that there were two suspicious areas on her breast, and they were investigated, found to be cancerous, and removed. She says, I was scared, but I wanted the operation to be over with. Within a few weeks, she was taken in to the hospital for a lumpectomy. She said her age was never an issue at any point. So she got lucky. But it could have been just as, it could have been just as bad of a situation for her as it was for the 78-year-old man who was basically told, you get to die from urine cancer, terminal urine cancer, they said. But then when checked by another private doctor, they treated him, and it was cured. It's just pathetic. And now people in this country think that this is going to be better. They think that the U.S. government running healthcare here is going to be better. I mean, it's going to be even more bureaucratic.
Well,
it's going to be even larger.
People don't understand. The people who want that don't understand what kind of a healthcare system we have right now. What they think is that the healthcare system as it is today
is a free market.
Which it is not. The government is very much involved in health care in this country, and they think that, that's what's wrong with our health care, so obviously the answer is, the free health care, which I'd like to point out that it is anything but free.
No doubt.
Nothing is free. It costs a lot of money, and I think that if you did the numbers, it would cost a lot more money, and that's, of course, not comparing it to what it is now, because what it is now is not a free market health care system.
Well, Julia, how can you be such a utopian? I mean, look at this. Look at the money that they're spending today. You're claiming that it's going to be cheaper in a free market. How can you say
that? Mark, I wish Mark was here because he's got some great statistics, and I don't know where he got them from. So maybe when he's on the show again, I don't know, he could bring them out. But he had some sort of chart that was saying, comparing prices between, I think it was the 50s or 60s and now.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
from healthcare.
And it was in adjusted for inflation.
This was
and
delivery of a baby, right?
It was, yep, delivery of a, there was a couple things, I think, but it was one of the most remarkable ones was that the delivery of a baby in a nice hospital used to cost, I want to say it was like $600 to $1,000, whereas now giving a baby costs tens of thousands.
I thought it was less than $600. I thought
it might have been. It was a very low number, and this was adjusted for inflation.
Mm.
And today, what does it cost? $10,000, $20,000 to have a baby in the hospital?
Something like that.
It's a lot of money.
It's insane. And it was a great
example. And babies, they just come out.
Well, do they just come out? Have you ever had one?
No, I haven't.
I don't know. I've never had one either, but I've seen video of people having them. And it doesn't look like they just come out.
Whoop. No.
I don't know about that.
No, I mean,
like
I know
it
that...
Hurt a lot.
Yeah, it definitely hurts.
Yeah, because it doesn't just come out.
Just slides out.
1-855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But that's a great example of how, well, if it was so cheap back in the day, why isn't it so cheap now? What has happened? What has resulted in such a drastic cost increase?
Well, I think it's a few things, but I think the number one issue is that the government has become more and more involved in the healthcare system. I know that insurance is kind of a scam in the way it's run, right? Like, I know that they are required to admit people to the hospital regardless, and we pick up the cost for that.
There's so many factors.
Yeah, I mean, it's not something that you can really talk about in 10 minutes.
Right.
It's a huge issue.
Yeah, you can't point to one thing.
I think it's important to point out that what we have now is not a free market healthcare system.
Insurance takes away the pricing mechanism out of the hands of customers and the providers.
And they have to pay a fortune for the people to process all the information.
Right, to have people that handle, and not just for the insurance, but also for Medicare and Medicaid, and there's a lot of paperwork involved in that, and a significant portion of a doctor's staff is spent on doing paperwork, so that increased costs. You've also got the FDA with all of its regulatory structure and the billions of dollars they charge pill manufacturers to get a pill on the marketplace. All those costs have to be paid for by the customers down the line. Those are two major factors, and of course, the more disconnected people are from the pricing mechanism, the less likely they are to know what prices are and to offer a different price or compete on the basis of price.
Yeah, go into
so
a hospital and ask the doctor how much a certain procedure costs. He won't have an answer.
The desk staff won't know either. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's not a free market in healthcare in any way, shape, or form. There's more coming up. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality, non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat-sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site there, and you can enjoy them on us. Again, freetalklive.com. One of the things you can do over freetalklive.com is contribute to the Free Talk Live Bitcoin tip jar. You can throw some bitcoins in there, and of course, with bitcoins, you can put 0.0001 Bitcoin in there if you want. Because Bitcoins can be divisible down really, really far. It's not like the U.S. currency where you can go only as low as a penny.
Did you hear that Canada's not producing its penny anymore?
Yeah, I heard about that.
I just thought that was cool.
It seems like the right choice to make.
Yeah, it costs more money to make the penny than the penny is worth.
It's economic insanity.
Yeah.
And they continue to make pennies here in this country. Maybe they'll finally figure that one out someday and
take a hint from Canada.
Although I wonder, how will the banks benefit from that? Like, if you, because there's still going to be pennies in accounting, right? So you'd have to start rounding up, I would think. Somehow?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm going to look that up, actually.
Somebody's going to make some money on
that. I know that there's some sort of a plan of action, like, after a certain amount of time. You know, right now, they're just going to start producing them, mm-hmm. and then there's, like, a timetable for what they're going to do next.
Well, these government currencies are just, you know, they're bound to fail. The more you print out money, the less valuable it becomes. And so the reason why this is happening is these pennies are just basically the money system's been inflated so much that there's no way they can get the cost down below a penny to manufacture a penny. This is a huge, like, red alert. Hello, something's really wrong.
You used to be able to buy candy with a penny.
Right. What can you buy with a penny now?
Nothing.
And, you know, several pennies doesn't really buy you anything. I mean, phone calls at a payphone, if you can even find a payphone these days, are 50 cents. It's very rare you'll even find a payphone that's 25 cents. And once upon a time, it used to be a dime.
Yep.
So, anyway, back to the Bitcoin. So you can learn more about Bitcoins because they're amazing and they're the future.
or at least so it seems. Right now, they're pretty hot, and they've only been around for a few years. It's basically a digital version of cash, but without the whole Federal Reserve note factor. It's not a government-issued currency. It's not even a corporate-issued currency. It's completely decentralized, entirely peer-to-peer network. So there's no central organization. It's open source. The whole thing can be completely vetted from the outside. And it's amazing. Go to weusecoins.org to learn more about it. It can be used in an anonymous fashion if you'd like to do that. You can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing the permission of any bank, government, or anyone. To learn how, visit weusecoins.org. It's a great video that you can watch there to learn more about it. Really puts it into perspective for you. Weusecoins.org. And thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have Bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. Buy your Bitcoins with cash over at BitInstant.com. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. Now, according to, let's see, this is from the Palm Beach Post. This is a story right over at the top of freetalklive.com. He may be South Florida's most infamous speeding cop, but he's also a loving family man and a respected police officer who made a mistake when a state trooper caught him driving more than 100 miles an hour to an off-duty job. According to lawyers...
Can you mistakenly drive 100 miles an hour?
Exactly. How could you possibly just screw that one up?
I feel that you could maybe mistakenly drive like 70 in a 50.
Yeah, I caught myself doing like 70 80, or 80.
Yeah.
55 or something.
Yeah.
But 100? Too fast. Now, that's what his lawyer said. It was just a mistake. But a Broward prosecutor citing a Sun Sentinel investigation said Miami officer Fausto Lopez not only endangered the public by speeding on Florida's Turnpike that October 11th morning, but also other times before and after. Many other times. While traveling from one end of Broward County to the other on the Turnpike, coming and going to work, coming and going to his off-duty jobs down in Miami, Officer Lopez traveled in excess of 100 miles per hour more than 100 times. Now,
wow.
How would they find that out? How would you determine how many times someone had traveled that fast?
I don't know.
I don't know. Not
they do that creepy airplane thing.
In Florida?
Yeah. Oh, definitely in Florida. Yeah. It's so funny because I forgot it existed, but I was driving in some state and I saw the signs and I remembered they used to do this in Florida.
Yes.
Where they monitor you and your speed from an airplane.
Yeah, they've got like lines they draw on the pavement and they time you between one another.
Yep.
Lopez, age 36, appeared in court for the first time since being charged with misdemeanor reckless driving in the October incident. Dressed in a suit and accompanied by his wife, Jessie, he pleaded no contest, politely answering the judge's questions, but making no statements during or after the 20-minute hearing. Now, Broward County Judge Melinda Brown accepted a request from his lawyers to keep the case off of his record. Hey, that's pretty cool, huh? You get to, if you're in the gang... You get to drive more than 100 miles an hour in more than 100 instances.
Wow. And I feel like they would take your license away if you
No, in this case, he doesn't even, it doesn't even go on his record.
Nice.
The judge accepted a request to keep the case off his record. Sweet. That's pretty awesome. That doesn't send a message that it's entirely acceptable to be a cop in speed or anything like that, does it? No, in fact, the judge says here, she says she hoped it would be a lesson to all law enforcement officers to obey the speed limit. The judge said, quote, I do take into consideration this is your first offense and that this was a lack of judgment. I'm hopeful that Officer Lopez has learned something from this ordeal and that all officers who have read about you and read about the circumstance have curtailed this conduct. Oh, sure, Judge Brown. I'm sure they're out there just shaking in their shoes at your just ironclad verdict. Your iron-fisted punishment.
Probably high-fived him.
Yeah. This is crazy. It doesn't go on his record? 100 miles an hour? What would happen to you or I if you were doing 100 miles an hour anywhere?
You would get a $300 ticket?
Yes. And likely the cops would treat you like a child killer or something like that. Like you would be treated like scum of the earth for going that fast. You would be told that you would be endangering children. There'd be all these reasons why what you were doing was so terrible. Like, children could run right out in front of your car. And they would give you all kinds of excuses to why it was entirely justifiable for them to charge you hundreds of dollars and now pay up, pretty please. Oh, we'll get you on a payment plan if you can't afford it all at once. But if you're a cop, then they'll just waive it. Shulson, now this is the attorney for the state, had asked the judge to find Lopez guilty, citing the Sun Sentinel investigation published in February that found that he was a habitual speeder. So the attorney, the state's prosecutor here, he's pushing for it. I mean, he's trying, apparently, to get something to happen. He's a habitual speeder, he says to this judge, but the judge says, oh, it's your first offense. Now, okay, so here's how they figured it out. They used the Sun Pass. And like in a lot of places, they've got this Auto Pass, Easy Pass, Sun Pass, or whatever they're called, where you go through the toll booths and you don't have to stop. So I guess he's just blasting through the toll booths or something like that. How else could they use the Sun Pass from an airplane? Is there another way to use a Sun Pass?
I don't know.
Using police Sun Pass, investigation revealed almost 800 officers from a dozen agencies drove faster than 90 miles an hour in a 13-month period, often while off-duty.
Nice.
No one's really surprised by this, right?
No.
I mean, anybody who's ever seen the police on the road know they can speed and get away with it. But even while off-duty, they are speeding. But more than 800 of them. Now, of course, that's all, I guess, South Florida, I believe. So that may not even be all of Florida. Lopez was the most frequent speeder of all of those officers. This was the guy who was the worst. Routinely driving above 100 miles an hour from his commute to Miami and slowed to near legal speeds only after video of his traffic stop made national headlines. Officer Lopez was the worst of the worst, according to the prosecutor. Alberto Milan, a Coral Gables lawyer for Lopez, said it was unfair to consider the newspaper's findings in sentencing, since he was charged with only the one incident in October. So don't pay any attention to all of this evidence that this is the most offensive speeding cop in all of the state of Florida. No, it's just his first offense. Go easy on him. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That sounded pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify by treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. About enough time for you and your thoughts if you make the call now. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
Once again, you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com and you'll find a whole list of things that you can do there to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Everything from a bumper sticker for the back of your ride, to different things like flyers you can print out and web banners for your website. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Now, you were talking about the penny a little while back and last segment about how Canada has decided, and I think wisely, to no longer manufacture the penny. This is one of the things that just has to happen as governments around the world inflate their currencies. Is the smallest denominations of the currency become less and less valuable. So at some point, those denominations become more expensive to manufacture than the face value itself.
Right. Doesn't it cost 5 cents to make a penny?
Is it that high now? I'd heard it was 2-something, but no. Either way, it's more than a cent to make a penny, and that's crazy. It's just not economically sound.
Of course,
it's government, so they can get away with doing things that don't make economic sense for quite a long time. But eventually, you know, they come to the realization that maybe they should stop. And that's what's going on here. We'll get to that story in a moment. We are going to take your calls as well about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. Amos is on the line listening in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Amos.
Yeah, how y'all doing?
Hey, Amos.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that one thing that's not said too much is you mentioned this cop was going to his part-time job, and around here, and I'm sure in a lot of other places, you see police using their police cars. For instance, construction companies employ them on the highway to slow traffic down, and a lot of times, especially in the summertime, you'll see them parked out on the highway with their lights flashing to get traffic to slow down around these construction sites.
Yep, sure.
But I notice the cop a lot of times is sitting in the car with the air conditioner running.
Yeah, it's not his gas.
He's getting paid by this construction company to do that work, but the gasoline, though, I wonder if he's reimbursing the city or the governmental agency for the gasoline that he's using.
No, no way. No, yeah, he's not being paid by the construction company in most of those cases. I mean,
right.
I don't know how things go in West Virginia, but that's usually a cop that's on the payroll, and he's on duty at that time.
Right, and then you mentioned this other guy's like he's commuting from home. Well, they're essentially getting, I guess, in essence, they're on duty 24 hours a day, but they're essentially getting free commuting as well, you know, when they're speeding.
I don't know about, now that's a good question for the cops, is when you're doing construction duty, is that like bonus time? Or is that just a regular assignment?
Well, I mean, it's just like they're doing like around here they employ cops like at ball games and people, even in grocery stores, places like that, they employ off-duty police.
Sure.
But a lot of times you see the police, they're in their uniform, and they'll have their car. They even some of the funeral homes around here will have a cop leading the funeral procession, you know, when somebody's being buried. And somebody's fitting the bill for that, you know, in a lot of cases. And, around here in some of these small towns, I think maybe the police even use their cars, you know, like for dating, you know, like Andy Griffith and Barney Fife, you know.
You know,
in the evening with their babes, you know.
As I understand it, in some places, like if you are going to have a public event, there are certain regulations that require that you have a certain number of off-duty cops hired as security for that event. So basically, it's a scam. They're forcing their own security provisions on you, and so they require that you hire the police while they're off duty to provide security. And so therefore, you're paying whatever arbitrary price that the government people have set for that. So in theory, then the government people would be covering the cost of their, the client would be covering the cost of the gasoline through whatever exorbitant prices per hour they're paying for the police off-duty cops protecting them.
Yeah, I don't know who's doing the billing. If they're paying, if the cop is doing the billing himself, or if the city is doing the billing.
I would imagine the city is handling that. I don't think you'd put the average street cop in charge of the books.
Another thing that happened around here, you might have heard, the little town east of Charleston, Glasgow, West Virginia, they recently caught a city cop was dealing drugs.
Uh-oh.
And but he even was involved. He was caught doing it even with his car in uniform.
Nice. Well, what better way to do it? How did they bust him?
Well, they just did some undercover. One of the other agents, the county sheriff, did some undercover work and caught him. That's not anything. I mean, it's happened before around here for years.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, he must have crossed somebody. Yeah. Where I come from, the sheriff himself is a drug dealer.
Oh, yeah, they've done this in some of these counties around here. They can buy all these rural counties, they can buy off the sheriff. Yeah,
the sheriff where I come from was actually known, like, popularly as a local, like, high-level drug dealer.
Right.
So we're better to be as a drug dealer than in a position of so-called authority, where it's very difficult to have anybody investigate you, and you essentially have total control over a territory. You allow people to operate in your territory at your discretion. And if they don't do what you want them to, then you can put them in competition in a cage. Amos, thanks for the call. Anything else you want to share?
Well, the other thing is, in an adjoining county, they even caught one sheriff. He was removing the drugs from the police evidence room, you know, with the locked area, and was, you know, making them available for other use.
Thanks for the call tonight, Amos. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Canada getting rid of the penny. Tell me more.
Sure. Well, this particular article, I think you'll find the wording in it very funny.
All right. Where's it from?
Because it seems to be sad. It's from omaha.com. I just Googled Canada penny. But the first sentence is, the news recently from north of the border was both trivial and unsettling. What? Like, that's a strange way to describe this news. But they won't be making shiny new pennies in Canada anymore. The government of Ottawa, Ontario, made this decision after years of deliberation for reasons that would seem to apply equally in the U.S. Pennies take up too much space in our dressers at home, said the Canadian finance minister. A government brochure said this: we often store them in our jars, throw them away in the water fountains, or refuse to take them as change. Pennies cost more to produce than they are worth, yet because of inflation, they are worth so little that many Canadians don't even bother to use them. It's not very different at all from New York City in January, when Starbucks raised the price of a 12-ounce cup of coffee to $2.01 with taxes. Many coffee drinkers were appalled, not so much by the cost as much as the indecency of needing to fish for pennies.
Or get 99 cents in change.
Yeah. Do we really need pennies? The Canadian government doesn't think so. By this fall, it plans to stop minting them and stop distributing them through banks. Hmm. It won't ban them. Some people have grown so attached to pennies, a penny saved is a penny earned after all, that they may want to keep using them, and they can, the Canadian government said.
Well, that makes sense. What are you going to do, outlaw people from using pennies?
But those who can bear to part with their pennies are being encouraged to bring them to banks for eventual melting or to donate them to charities. Electronic transactions will continue to include cents. Retail sales will be rounded. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say up or down.
Maybe depending on how many. Well, I would imagine it'd be rounded up, but I don't know. Somebody's going to make some money on that.
Oh, it says no. It says it's going to be. It says here, 201 cup of coffee should be rounded down to $2, mm-hmm. while 203 should become 205.
I see.
But retailers in the real world might raise prices more to lower them. I don't know what that sentence doesn't make any sense, but I'm rereading it, and that's what it says.
They might raise prices more to lower them.
That doesn't make any sense. Retailers in the real world. Yeah, that's what it says.
Yeah, I don't get it.
That could cause a small one-time inflation burst, says Francois Veld, an expert on history of small change.
Where do I find these people?
But in a competitive market, you might as well see price decreases, says Veld, a senior economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Economy. That's the same guy.
Yeah.
So that's where they found him, the Federal Reserve Bank.
Okay.
Apparently there's a small change expert at that's funny, who was working this year with the Bank of France. In a place like New York, a 99-cent price of pizza might go down to 95 cents rather than a dollar to avoid crossing that high price threshold.
Uh-huh.
So there you have it.
It'll be interesting to see how it shakes out.
Yeah.
And it's interesting also they said they spent years debating. Years. So maybe we'll see it sometime in the next 20 years.
Here. Yeah.
855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line. Oh, wait, we're done for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.